Years ago, Wrangell's community garden was a baseball field. Now, cedar planter boxes fill the diamond in neat rows, and the old concession stand is packed with gardening supplies and a powerful smell.
It smells like a really healthy granola bar, but like too healthy. So strong.
Got a little bit of a funk.
Oh my God.
Valerie Massey and Kim Wickman make up the two-person environmental office of Wrangell's tribal government. They've helped lead the resurgence of Wrangell's community garden, fueled by a group of committed locals and a $17,000 grant from the state. Much of that money went to purchasing a small community composting machine, the source of the smell, which has taken up residence in the old concession stand. The machine is about the size of an airline snack cart, but bright orange with black trim. Called the EcoRich 20, it weighs about 400 pounds and can turn 20 pounds of food waste into 2 pounds of compost in a day.
If you think of the three bears, like baby bear, mama bear, and Papa Bear is like an industrial, massive, like municipal, hottest heat kind of composting machine.
And this Massey says this machine is a mama bear. Heat, but not as hot. It's a step up from the other community composting system, or baby bear, which uses a slow, years-long outdoor process called cold composting. Wickman walks through how the machine works.
So basically, your first step would be making sure the inside of your machine is clean and clear, and there's nothing wrapped up around the blades. And there you're gonna wanna add about 20 pounds of compost. So we actually have a scale here that we bought from a gentleman in town. It's one of the very first like postal scales that Wrangell had. And so we weigh our compost. We make sure we get it to about 20 pounds. The last one we did was 15-ish. We put it in the machine. You close the machine, you go to the back, turn on the breaker, come back out, hit the start button. And it makes all sorts of lovely noise and scares everybody and some funky smells. And 24 hours later, you have compost. Sometimes 28 hours, maybe 30.
The end product is a box of soft, dark compost, which needs to sit or cure for a few weeks.
It's got beautiful color to it. It smells fine. Yeah, it smells earthy.
Yeah, it smells like good, like when you sit down in the woods in the summer and it just smells like nice, fresh earth. It doesn't smell bad or gross or anything. It just smells clean and rich.
As Wickman explains, there are two big reasons composting food waste is important on an island like Wrangell. One is what makes up Wrangell itself. The island has terrible soil.
Compost is a wonderful additive. We can start building up our own soils here. The more we compost, the more soil we can have. In theory, the healthier soil we can have, which makes people who consume the foods that are grown in it a healthier type person.
The other reason, she says, is rooted in a survey that the tribe carried out about 4 years ago that found almost half of Wrangell's trash could be composted.
And I don't know that many people realize all of our trash leaves the island. So we pay horrible amounts of shipping to get our food here. We consume our food, and then we pay horrible amounts of shipping to get it out of here, where it gets loaded onto a barge, it goes into a truck, it goes onto a train, and it ends up in Oregon somewhere. This can help cut some of that weight. We start cutting some of that weight. Hopefully we can start cutting some of our cost. We start cutting our carbon footprint of sending all these things out while also giving the community soil. So it could really be a win-win on all aspects.
Cutting down on shipped waste could be a big financial boon to Wrangell's 2,100 residents. Every barge container shipped down south full of trash costs thousands of dollars. Almost a quarter of the sanitation department's budget goes to shipping and processing garbage. Wickman says the tribe called a lot of compost machine users before purchasing the machine, and they all said the same thing.
It's kind of a trial by fire. You need to get the machine running to see what you're gonna balance your machine with.
Creating compost is somewhat of an art. There's got to be the right balance of dry and wet ingredients, carbon-rich dead material, and nitrogen-rich living material. So they're setting up a compost collection program with the hope that it will help them learn the ropes and yield some compost and some data.
Part of it is we just wanted to get some good numbers to kind of figure out how much we can handle and how much it could produce.
20 Wrangell residents are part of the compost collection pilot. They've been given buckets with instructions for what can and can't go in the machine. Yes to fish bones, veggie scraps, and eggshells. No to large bones or compostable bags. Compost gets picked up on the participants' normal trash day. artist Matt Hessler is one of the 20.
I'm a gardener, so compost is great for my garden, and it would be sweet for there to be more compost in this community for us gardeners to use, because soil's really expensive here.
She's been collecting compost to drop off at the slow, cold composting site at the community garden for years, but says she was excited to join the pilot. The way she sees it, if composting is more accessible, more Wrangellites will give it a try.
I'm always forgetting to bring my compost there, so I'm like, great, I'll be part of this. And I also want this to continue to be a thing, and I want the community to know, or the tribe, I guess, to know that people are interested in this. I mean, it's like so much food waste on this island, and it's nice. I mean, we can't recycle or anything, so we might as well be able to compost our food scraps.
For now, the program is free, and there aren't plans to monetize it in the immediate future. Massey says she and Wickman have also consulted extensively with other Southeast communities, many of which have their own types of composting programs. In Petersburg, it's focused on local fish waste and alder trimmings.
I think in Southeast, we're kind of situated to be the most pro-composting.
She says that's because it's one of the best options. It's too wet, and most Southeast communities are too small for landfills. Shipping trash is expensive and bad for the environment. Plus, she says, composting mimics a natural process.
We're just trying to get our trash back to the way it's been for thousands of years here, which is full circle. So this looks a little different, it looks more robotic, but that's what happens in the forest and the ocean naturally, and this is how we're trying to divert that waste stream.
While the process started with some faithful community compost users, more people and more compost is the end goal.
It is the way of the future, it's the way of the past, and now we just have to make it the present. That's the only missing piece, so that's what we're trying to do.
The first couple of weeks of the compost pickup pilot program have been a little bumpy. The Mama Bear machine blew out a blower fan, which paused pickups for a couple of weeks. But with the fan soon to be fixed, Massey and Wickman say they're ready to get back to grinding. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.